Growing up, Quentin Comanda dreamt of playing in the NFL and reaching the Super Bowl. The pro football career never happened, but Comanda is closer to Super Bowl 59 than most. On Monday, the NFL unveiled a football designed by the 44-year-old Nipissing First Nation, Garden Village, Aunt artist as part of its lead-up to Sunday's game in New Orleans. Football was something I was very passionate about growing up, and the NFL was always something I kind of imagined playing in, Comanda said. But I realize this is a huge platform and an amazing opportunity, and I wanted to make the best of it. To be part of the Super Bowl, one I'm very much aware of the impact it will have. It still doesn't feel real yet. When NFL Canada commissioned Comanda, whose artist name is K-Rock, last fall to design an official football, he knew immediately how to tackle the project. In Anishinaabe teachings, the strawberry, O Demon, represents heart, and to me heart is a big part of football, he said. I immediately saw the marriage between the strawberry and football. Many of the ways we pass our culture on from one generation to the next is through different art forms. I put many layers of teachings, so the main goal is to definitely create a visual healing experience, an education experience, and get that conversation going. The design project is part of a broader partnership between NFL Canada and Football Canada aimed at increasing access to the sport in Indigenous communities. Comanda also sees it as an opportunity for people to ask questions and learn about Indigenous culture. Western art is usually interpretive art, where Indigenous art is focused on education, he said. For the average Joe seeing this for the first time, I'm hoping it's a lot of inspiration from many different directions. A total of 50 Super Bowl footballs bearing Comanda's design were produced at Wilson's factory in Ada, Ohio, where each NFL game ball is handmade. Some of these balls will be displayed at NFL and Football Canada events, as well as grassroots gatherings. Comanda's colorful design integrates nature's four elements, the medicine wheel, and a visual land acknowledgement. He also noted that NFL Canada gave him creative control, which is a rarity for him. I find many of my clients usually have an agenda they want and are adamant about sneaking it in, he said. But this was something where there wasn't even a suggestion, it was literally, whatever you can come up with. NFL Canada actually said yes to my first design, something that's also very rare. Comanda said it took him about a week to do the initial rough sketch and, upon acceptance, another 2 or 3 days to complete the final design. He couldn't be happier with the finished product. I've never had a project make me giggle, literally give me a joyful smile, he said. The only way I can really express that, it's like a sigh of relief, but with a giggle. I'm usually really good with describing things, but I'm still short on words right now. Several footballs are earmarked for the Dreamcatcher Foundation, an organization founded by Buffalo Bills defensive lineman Eli Ankou. Ankou was raised in Ottawa but is a member of the Ojibwe tribe through his mother and has family living in the Dokas First Nation near Sudbury, Ont. Ankou said Comanda scored a game-winning TD with his design. The colors just align, everything is so intentional, and I think there's a deeper rooted message within, he said. I didn't go into it with any expectations, because with anything, especially art, everything comes from the soul, everything comes from the artist himself. Having nothing in mind about what I was expecting to see, then seeing it, to me they're simply beautiful. That's music to Comanda's ears. Wow, that makes me feel amazing, because I hadn't really heard anything from anyone, he said. Community is always about contributing, especially for these types of important projects. But I feel like I'm part of an all-star team. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 4, 2025. Dan Ralph, The Canadian Press.